What I'm going to do is use two Bible passages that we heard read today. The 18th Sunday after Pentecost, every third year you hear the same readings, and usually something along the same lines in terms of a theme for a sermon. And I'm just being normal today. I'm using what's normally used. And my sermon's going to be on the theme that's usually used. But of course, my sermon's going to be a lot better than any of the others you've heard in the past. So just to let you know. James 3, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Then Mark 9 says this. If anyone would be first, he must be last, and servant of all. There you have them. Okay, I want you to close your eyes for just a second, okay? Now, I want you to guess the tune. Pretend you're either at a wedding or a roller skating rink. Dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. You get it? Maybe a little help. Chubby Checker, 1962. The Limbo! You got it. As bad as that was that I did, you still got it. Now, okay, let me just ask you. How many here are Limbo stars? Got anybody that's really good at it? Obviously, you're looking at me and you say, hey, yeah, he ain't any good at that. I've tried it. You know, in my younger years, I wasn't too bad. Of course, I cheated a little bit. You're not supposed to put your hand or your elbows on the ground. You're supposed to keep your feet only, and you're supposed to go underneath what? A bar. Is the bar raised or lowered as you play the game? It's lowered, right? And the question that goes along with it is, how low can you go? Very good. Let's use that spiritually, if you would, okay? A spiritual limbo asking, how low can you go? Well, look at the scriptures. God opposes the proud, gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves to the Lord. Humble yourselves to the Lord. He will. What did Jesus say? If anyone wants to be first, he must be last. And what? Servant of all. You see, Jesus is asking, now, how high can you go? But he's asking, how low can you go? Made me think of Chubby Checker's 1962 in the Limbo. And all the wonderful times in the past, I tried it and never won. But tried and tried I have. I'm going to paraphrase the gospel. If anyone comes after me, he must lower himself, bend over backwards, and try to serve. James, be considerate people. Be humble. Submissive people. Be full of peace and mercy. Be impartial. Be sincere. Now, of course, James also said that our heart shouldn't be in the world, right? Our heart should be with God. You can't serve two masters. The norm for people of the world is a high bar. The norm for God is how low can you go? And then obviously, if you look at what you have there, so low that you don't really matter. So low that only God matters. So low that only others matter. Now, of course, now the whole thing is obvious. If you were to go that low, wouldn't people take advantage of you? If you were to go that low, wouldn't you give all of your money? Split it half and half, by the way. Half to the church and half to the poor. course, the question comes up, well, how can I care for others if I don't put myself first and take care of me before anyone else? You've heard that, right? And who wants to be known as submissive? Even to the abusive? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, should linebacker Clay Matthews just stand there waving his hands at the quarterback, shouting, "Don't throw the ball, Mr. Quarterback. Please don't throw it," instead of hitting him, tackling him? I can give you a thousand reasons why the Bible verses that we have like this make no sense at all. I could give you a thousand. You could probably add to it. But I can give you only one reason why they're there. The reason is you don't have to go as low as Jesus. That's why they're there. The Bible makes such commands of love. Go so low as to fulfill the law of love. To show yourself that you can't do it and you must turn to Jesus because he did do it. Jesus isn't just an example for us to follow. No, he is our perfection. He's our limbo star. He goes it low. The book of James says, if you fail at one point, you fail at all points. You're a failure when it comes to love and the law of love. I'm a failure. I can't love the way God wants me to love. I can't love him the way he wants to be loved. I try and try and try. That's my aim. I can't love other people, and sometimes I have to agree. I can't even love you the way I want to. I try, but I fail. And I know that the penalty is simple. It is death and eternal separation from God. God, of course, only accepts the righteous in heaven. You must be perfect to enter heaven. You must not fail at any point of love. Good luck. You cannot go as low as Jesus. He's our perfecter. Only by faith in him do we have any hope. Only the promise of trust in him gives us hope. In his infinite love, Christ Jesus went so low as to suffer the punishment and shame due all your failures, every last one of them. That shows how much he loves you. You are covered. Covered with the blood of the Lamb, which, of course, is the sign of life. Jesus' life is over you. God sees you through Christ. His blood is your perfection. Your failure should mean eternal death and separation from God, but Jesus has wiped it all out. He went willingly, humbly, submitting himself to lift you up. You're covered. Good news? I'd say so. I need to hear that. I would imagine you do too. We live our lives all day long, people raising the bar. And we either try harder or we get depressed and stop and say we can't do it at all. That's no way to live life. But given that, then, how low should we go? I'll tell you, as low as to trust in only Christ and Him crucified for you. Remember what Jesus said in the gospel. He said to His disciples, the Son of Man must die in the hands of the chief priests and all the religious leaders. He must die and then on the third day be raised. The Son of God, the one who shouldn't die, dies for the sins of the world. Then should we go on sinning, just saying, hey, look, Jesus did it all for me. I can think, I can speak, I can act in any way I wish because, hey, look, I can just claim the cross and Jesus Himself. Well, for heaven's sake, no. Have you ever heard the story of Jake, the high-rise gopher? Let me tell you the story of Jake, the high-rise gopher. A young man who worked in the basement mailroom of a high-rise building, doing whatever those above him would ask. Gopher was his nickname. Gopher because he lived in the pits of the building. Gopher because he had to go and do whatever anybody told him to do that was above him. He had to go and get it and do it for him. Well, you can imagine what life's like for a gopher. Humiliating, tiring, never-ending. You work the hardest, but you get paid the least. One day, he just had enough. It was just enough. And he sat there sulking. He wished he would be promoted, maybe even to the first floor. That'd be better than where he was. And all of a sudden, an angel appeared. An angel appeared out of nowhere and looked at Jake and said, Jake, I've heard your prayer. And poof, out of nowhere, Jake found himself on the first floor. He found himself as some sort of a worker under a manager, but he wasn't a gopher anymore. And Jake liked it for a day or two, and then he sat down sulked again. And he prayed and he said, I wish that angel would come back and lift me up at least to the second floor. And the angel appeared. And the angel said, I've heard your prayer. Poof! Guess where he was? You got it. He was on the second floor. Now he was a manager of those under him. But he still had about 68 floors above him. So he worked a couple of days and he realized he was still being pushed around quite a bit. So he sat down and he prayed and he said, boy, I wish that angel would come back and lift me up at least one more floor. Guess what? There the angel appeared. Poof! He was on the third floor, managing those underneath him. Which was okay. There were all those floors above. This happened day after day. Jake would sit there and pray, and the angel would show up, and he would ask, just one more floor, please, just one more. All the way to the 70th floor, where, poof, he was the CEO of the entire company. Everybody underneath him. But then he realized, after a couple weeks, he realized, there's a roof. There's one more place he could go. Higher yet. He wanted to be promoted above the skies to the very glory of God Himself. There the angel showed up, and Jake said, I want the glory of God. And poof! Jake was back in the basement, back in the mailroom. Jake realized who God really was and what His glory was really like underneath everybody, serving and going for it. Because that's what God is. And that's what he does. To be baptized into Christ and to believe in him as your Savior is to live under Christ and under his mission. It's like a woman who becomes a wife and submits to the loving will of the husband, who in this case, of course, is Jesus himself. So the book of James would say this: true wisdom is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits. It's impartial, it's sincere. We don't have to go as low as our Lord. We don't have to save ourselves before the all-righteous and good and great God who's in heaven. It's not by our own good works or merits that we can claim any goodness at all or heaven. But we can lower ourselves under our Savior in faith and trust, to listen to him, to serve him, to love him, and to do as he pleases, not the world or your own heart, but as his word gives us direction. We can go so low as to crucify our mortal flesh and be raised by God to be his good workmanship. You have no clue, even in your elderly years, you have no clue as to how low you can go. You really don't, because each day shows you can go a little lower, because faith and trust makes it possible. You have to live your entire life before you know how low you can go. You're with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in heaven before you know how low you can go in terms of love. Someday, my friends, you will be limbo stars. Most of the world would cry out, "Oh Lord God, it's low enough. Please don't lower the bar anymore. I can't give anymore. Or I've reached my lowest point. There's nothing left." But lower the bar gets set. And God lovingly challenges and disciplines you to go a little lower. And each day you learn, you can make it, because he has said, "I will be with you always, and I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you." No matter how low the bar goes, and it will go lower. You can't stop that. That's life. There are always the poor, right? There are always the hungry, the handicapped, the lonely, the sick, the prisoner, the hurting. The bar will always go lower. The needs of the world will never give out. The needs of your church never give up. There are always bills to be paid. There are always ministries to fulfill, people to be taught, people to be reached, families to be cared for, right? Preaching and teaching to be done. The bar is constantly going lower. You can't stop it. But there is one thing you can do. Every day you wake up, go under the bar. Ask the Lord with all humility to remain faithful. You can do that. And with much patience and training and trust, it's possible. I'm proof positive of it. Still here. So are you. Look at God's people. Look at them. We're around. We're here. This morning, the bar went a little lower. You limboed underneath it. Somehow, some way. For a few moments, forget work. Forget all the tasks that have to be done. Forget the expectations and the stress. Forget about how high the world is raising the bar. Right here, right now, I want you to consider how low the bar is. How low it's gone, and what God is asking of you. Now, just this past week, on a yearly basis, I do that. I talked to the person who does the electronic giving, and I told her I can go a little lower. What? I can go a little lower with my giving. You're not going to do that. We need more. I said, well, that's exactly what I mean. I'm going lower. I'm going to raise it. That doesn't make any sense. Does it make sense to you now? I don't really need it. God does. Right? It's His anyway. It's not really mine. He just gave it to me for management purposes. So I know in being humble and giving away and doing what I should do, the bar being lower, I'll offer it. And through the challenge and through the discipline, I'll find I'm a limbo star. And so will you. By faith, by trust, by discipline, through challenge, all things are possible with Him who loves us so much. In Christ Jesus' name.